CrossFit for me at least teaches you like how to be proud of yourself too. And I think that's really important also, because I like, you do, like, you have to be proud of yourself for, you know, when you like do well, even when you're doing bad, but you're like, at least I came to, like, I'm having a terrible day, but you know what, I still worked out, I still, you know, pushed through. And I think it teaches you a lot about like motivation and dedication, and then you can just also use that like outside.
Hey everybody, it's Coach Charlie. Welcome or welcome back to the Building Better People podcast brought to you by BoomFit. Thanks for listening today. And at the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast if you aren't already. But more importantly, I hope the following interview inspires you to take the next step in your fitness journey. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Abigail Leiden. Kinesiology, and planning to go to medical school.
Abigail, yeah. Thanks for joining me. You said you started early. You had an 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes, I had an 8 a.m. organic chemistry.
Okay, so sophomore at
yes,
A&M.
Yes.
How you like A&M?
I love it. It's a little weird right now because, you know, everything's online.
So your freshman year would have been, everything normal until the spring.
Yes.
And then the longest spring break that ever happened.
Yeah, it was like 6 months.
How was that for you just in your school, like as a student?
It was definitely an adjustment. Yeah. I don't do well with online classes, so it was hard at first, but then like I got the hang of it, and then now it's like this semester, it's a lot better.
All your credits worked out for the spring.
Yes.
And you got everything you needed. Did you go home?
I did go home.
And that, where's home again?
San Antonio.
Okay. Yeah. And your parents own a gym, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay, we're definitely gonna talk about that. So yes. So you went home for the summer, came back I guess for the fall.
Yes.
How was being home for, you know, 6 months?
It was an adjustment also. Yeah. I love my parents and I love my family. I'm really close to them. But it was an adjustment because I was used to, you know, having all this freedom. But then we couldn't even do anything.
Yeah.
You know, everything was closed. But it was good. I mean, it was really nice. I'm glad I'm close to my family. So it was fun. And it was really good.
Everybody probably experienced a different quarantine or COVID-19, whatever you want to call whatever happened in March, April, May, and now. But I think even from a freshman in college perspective, it's probably interesting because it's got to be, I mean, even now, I mean, are some of your classes online or is everything back?
I have all online classes except for one lab in person.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you attending those classes live or you just watch them whenever you have time?
So I'm only taking 4 classes right now, but 2 of them are live, which those are my 2 science classes. And then the other 2, it's kind of a work at your own pace kind of thing.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. So has that been more challenging, less challenging?
I feel like it's less challenging, but also more. And it's harder because you have to hold yourself accountable and you have to make sure you're going to class and you're, you know, having good time management skills. Because it's really easy to get behind because it kind of just piles up. So
do you live on campus?
No, I live in an apartment.
Yeah, so you only have to go to campus for the lab.
Yeah, I mean, I work on campus.
Oh, that's right.
But other than that, like, Tuesdays, I don't go to campus at all.
Wow. Have they already started telling you? Because registration's got to be coming up for spring classes.
Yeah. So they said that it was going to be pretty similar to this semester, but professors have the option to opt out of online. So if a professor wants to just do in person, then they can.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of more up to the professors.
Cool. Well, let's start out. We'll go into the CrossFit. Mm-hmm. I really want to, you know, hear about your parents' gym and you being a child in your parents' gym. I'm kind of selfishly curious because my kids are growing up in the gym here. What that has meant to you. But have you been into sports your whole life or?
No, actually, I did do some sports growing up. I was in gymnastics when I was little, like almost every little girl, to be honest. And then I did do jiu-jitsu for a couple years in middle school. And then I was pretty lazy.
Were they not your thing? Or?
No, it's very hard for me to keep interested in something. So I didn't really stick with them. And like I get really excited about one thing and then for a couple months I'm so excited about it, and then I just, you know, lose interest, and CrossFit's the only thing I've stuck with.
Wow. So yeah. When you, like, in junior high, you said jiu-jitsu. What got you into that?
You know, I don't even know, to be honest. I think I wanted to do it, but then my dad was also doing it, so that was like we both did it together. But then when he deployed, like, it kind of, it was just me, and I didn't really want to do it anymore because, like, my dad wasn't doing it.
Yeah, you were enjoying the time with him.
Yeah, it was definitely, like, more fun with him doing it also.
Yeah. So did you feel like the early years of gymnastics, like, did you benefit from that? Was there...
I think because, I mean, my gymnastic skills are not the best, but I does, like, flexibility-wise, I definitely feel like I'm a little bit more flexible. But I think because I stopped in, like, sixth grade, it's been so long that I pretty much lost, like, everything that I had from it.
Yeah, and it's something, if you're not doing it regularly, I'm sure it's easy to lose. What, for sure. So that led you to jiu-jitsu, and then when did you stop that?
Eighth grade, maybe the beginning of eighth grade. So I was only in jiu-jitsu for like a year and a half.
And then you didn't do anything.
And then I did not do anything.
Was it just because you didn't want to, because there wasn't anything you found you liked? Was it?
Yeah, I would say I just didn't really want to be honest. Yeah. I was very lazy. And then, you know, when I went to high school, I went to a magnet school. So it was pretty hard and it was a really bad adjustment. And then, I don't know, I was really lazy.
You know, at 19, you're working out. I mean, you're here almost every day. So, like, that wasn't that long ago. So you can probably remember you at 14 or 15. And, you know, I would say I didn't do nothing because I played football. But the only thing I liked about football was playing, like, the game, the sport. I hated the physical exertion aspect of it. And so... did you just dislike sweating and exercise?
It's so hard to describe because now it's so different. Like, I'm a completely different person now. But I was just, I guess also in the sense, I didn't have to do anything. Like, I was very skinny. I was pretty much underweight until about sophomore year of high school. So I could eat whatever I wanted and not work out and still be super skinny. So it wasn't like I had to do anything really. But
at what age did that become different? You said it was your sophomore year. What happened?
So I actually have an autoimmune disease. I have Graves' disease, and I was diagnosed at the end of my freshman year. So there was a ton of it was a hard time. I had like a ton of health issues, and I was just, you know, in and out. Like, I was going to doctor's appointments all the time, and I started to gain weight, and I was like, oh no, like, I need to do something about this. And, you know, I started, and at this time, my parents still own the gym. Like,
can you elaborate on, like, what that is?
Graves' disease. So basically, Graves' disease is, it affects your thyroid. So I was hyperthyroid. So I had too much of the thyroid hormone. And pretty much everything that shouldn't have happened happened with me. I had all, like, the weird things. Like, normally you lose weight, I gained it. And then, but also, like, my heart rate, like, my resting heart rate was, like, over 100. Like, it was just really bad. And then at the same time, I also, like, there's this, one of the symptoms is there's, like, a gland in your chest called the thymus, and it can become enlarged. But they didn't really think about, I don't know, I was in and out of doctor's appointments all the time, but they thought it was cancer for a little bit. So that was really scary, you know, I had to go to the oncologist and everything. And
it never was discovered until that time in your life?
Yeah, it was, so end of freshman year, beginning of sophomore year.
Oh, I'm sure that had to be, like, really hard for you.
Yeah, it was. I definitely was depressed, to be honest. Yeah. It was not a good time. And then, you know, I got behind on schoolwork, and it was just, like, accumulation of things that was just really bad.
How does, to this day, like, how does that affect you? In general, like...
Right now, like, I feel really good now. Like, the treatment is, like, radioactive iodine. So basically it destroyed, like, part of my thyroid. So now I'm just on, you know, Synthroid, which is, like, synthetic thyroid hormone. and I'll be on it for the rest of my life. Yeah. But I mean,
that just helps you, your body operate and function the way it needs to.
And it's the thing with your thyroid is that if it's like messed up, it really does like affect everything. So I can tell like when my dosage is off. But I've actually, it took almost 3 years to get it regulated. So, but it's been regulated for about a year and a half now, which is really nice. So.
Did you have to, you said you went to a lot of doctors and just a lot of specialists and I'm sure your parents were like really worried too.
Yeah, they were. I was like when they thought I had cancer, that was like the first time I ever saw my dad cry and it was really hard. It was not a good experience.
Yeah. And then what, so you said they, how long have they owned the gym?
Since I was, I want to say 10. So a long time.
Oh, wow.
Like so 11 they, or
has it 10. Always been a CrossFit gym?
Yes. So we moved to San Antonio. We actually lived overseas. And when we moved to San Antonio, my dad wanted to open a gym. And he's been doing CrossFit, you know, since almost like...
Where'd you live overseas?
In Germany and England.
Is that where he was deployed or...
He was stationed because he was military. He was stationed there. But he would like deploy to like Afghanistan and stuff like that. He did CrossFit pretty much since the beginning almost of CrossFit. So a long time.
Is he like super fit?
Yes, but he also, you know,
old is your dad?
He's almost 49. Okay. He'll be 49 in April.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my gosh, not April. January.
Is your mom into it too?
No, my mom is not really into it. It's pretty much just like a me and my dad thing. My sister is not into it either. And it obviously took me a long time to get into it. I mean, they owned the gym for 6 years before I even started.
Try to think through those 6 years and jiu-jitsu, you said your dad, that kind of makes sense now. Mm-hmm. He was into that. Yeah. Why did you never want to do CrossFit?
I don't know, to be honest. I think because like, you know, it was like my dad did it and I was like, I don't really want to do it. And plus, I don't know, it was like kind of intimidating. And I know like people like will say, oh, CrossFit's so intimidating. It's really not. Like thinking back, I was really intimidated by it and I didn't want to start and I was scared but then like when you just do it once.
Were there other kids or younger people like your age
really
doing it at the time?
Not really. And I think that's another reason why I didn't really want to start because, you know, I was so young and.
Yeah. But. So what led you to actually going?
I started because when I was like gaining weight, I was like, okay, I need to do something about this. So I started running, but then I realized I hate running. So I was like, why don't I just go to the gym? Like, let me just try it. You know, I just need to do it. And then I just decided one day to do it. And then I've been actually consistent ever since.
Was this in high school when you were still in high school?
Yes, this was high school.
Your senior year? Or?
This was right before, like the summer before junior year.
Okay. Yeah. And when there was a little bit of feeling like, okay, you need to do something, so you might as well go to my dad's gym.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. It would have been bad if you said I went to another gym.
Yeah, no.
Gold's gym.
Yeah, something. Oh my gosh, my dad would have been so mad.
So you go, and what was that first workout like?
I barely remember the first workout, but I do know it was definitely like all cardio. And you know, I hate cardio. Yes. But yeah, I remember it was like an assault bike workout and running, I think. It was a long time ago, but I'm pretty...
Was your dad there?
He actually wasn't. He was deployed while I was there. So he for like my first like couple months of CrossFit, he was gone, which is pretty crazy because now like we always like work out together like when I'm home and stuff. But yeah, the first couple months, he was not there. So.
But he, did he know?
Oh yeah, he knew, and he was pretty excited. But he also didn't want to make a big deal out of it because I quit everything I did. So he was kind of just like, oh, you know.
Yeah,
like,
kind of being casual, but I'm sure he loved it.
Oh, it definitely like helped our relationship so much, and especially like now at like for like partner, like we'll do partner workouts whenever I'm home, and like we always partner up, and it's really fun.
So you're doing it in your junior year, senior year, what kind of results did you see in that time?
So actually, I did not lose weight, but I've actually gained about 20 pounds since starting CrossFit, actually. But I've gotten, there's like other, I don't know, I had like a lot of body image issues, you know, in high school, like a lot of girls do, which is pretty sad. So I, you know, I joined CrossFit to lose weight, yeah. And you know, it didn't happen. And so it was pretty hard at first. And then, you know, you go through like up and down phases, and you know, when you first start CrossFit, like you're, you know, PRing every time you lift, and you know, it's just a rapid amount of improvement. And then when it starts to like level off a bit, that was also kind of hard. Cause, I mean, when I first started CrossFit, like I was at like zero skill level. Like I started at the bottom, you know, I could barely even lift the training bar. Which is pretty crazy, like looking back now.
Oh, like what you're, I mean, you power clean, like you're really good form.
Yeah, I love lifting.
That's awesome.
So,
well, you mentioned body image, and you know, you're 19, and I think it's not even an age thing. I think not just women, I think men, I think everyone has that. So, how can you speak to, I'm going to say maturity, right? So, it's like it might be this thing that everyone struggles with. But they slowly start learning to overcome it. Maybe it's tactics, maybe it's, you know, different ways to off that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, what have you learned about that?
So, I mean, I don't want, like, I definitely, like, it's not, like, for me, like, I didn't just get over it one day. Like, I still struggle with it today. But I think I realized, like, I love being strong. And I love, you know, lifting, and I'm not ever going to be like the super skinny girl anymore. Like, I'm just not that, I'm not ever going to be that. And I think I came to that realization, like, you know, it's okay to like have big shoulders, or like, it's okay, you know, cause I can lift weight. Like, I love lifting weights, and you know, it's kind of like, and then I also got tired of just feeling like down about myself all the time, you know, like, I was just all this, like, this negative, like, energy, I guess, you know, towards myself. And I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, there's no reason. Like, no one else is thinking these things. Like, it's me thinking them. And it's just, I mean, it's definitely still, like, a struggle. But I think that you have to, like, actively try to, like, force those thoughts out of your head. Like, you can't constantly be down on yourself. Like, you have to, I mean, you're kind of stuck with yourself. So you kind of have to, you know. I feel like I actively have to like think positive.
Have you followed any female CrossFitters?
Yes.
And because I feel like that's a big message, not just in the last short period of time that you've been doing CrossFit, but I think that's been a message really for, I mean, as far back as I can remember, the sport growing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you said yes, or you're nodding yes, so who do you follow, and like what are some of the things you get from those people sharing what they share?
So I do follow quite a bit of like the female CrossFit athletes, like Katrin Davis' daughter, Annie Thor's daughter, you know, Sarah Sick, like all the daughters. And then like Camille LeBlanc and all of them. And they do post like pretty real stuff. And, you know, oh, I know like Lauren Fisher, she posted something about, it was a while ago, about how like, you know, like body image and stuff like that. And so I do think that like CrossFit is very it's different than other sports. I think that it's because I mean the women are so strong in CrossFit, and it's just like they look different, and you know, it's, I don't know, they, and thing that I really like that they like put, like the message is like strong is beautiful. And it's because I feel like in today's society it's all about being skinny. And skinny doesn't necessarily mean, like, healthier. Like, I'm definitely way healthier now than I was when I was 90 pounds, you know? So I really love, like, the strong is beautiful, like, message.
Yeah. That they push. And, you know, so I would even say these are role models.
Oh,
right,
yes, 100%.
For you. And a lot of people, they look up to them, you know?
Yeah.
And they're great for that. But I love that strong is beautiful. That's actually, I think, what we need to title your podcast. but... So, you know, now it sounds like it's kind of like you're emotionally managing those, that battle, right?
Yeah.
Internally every single day better.
Yes, for sure.
So let's talk about being strong. Yes. Give me a little bit of your biggest accomplishments in, you know, weightlifting. You said you started with like 15
pounds. Yeah. So one of the things with Graves' disease actually is muscle weakness. So when I first started CrossFit, I definitely like I could I mean I could barely, you know, lift like the training bar, but I would say like one of my like proudest accomplishments is like my 300-pound deadlift. I was really excited, and I think I cried a bit.
Yeah, at home.
Yeah, I did it actually like a couple of days before I left like for the semester, so it was pretty recent.
Did your dad see you?
He was there. I think it was just me and him.
Did he cry?
No, but he was like so proud. He was like, "Oh my god!" Like he was like videotaping. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's cool, but, man. Yeah. Where and you started out, you couldn't even deadlift.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't, like, I think the first time I, you know, even like deadlifted heavy, and I was like pretty proud of it, it was like 135, and then now I'm like doing like more than double that. And you know what used to be like my back squat one rep is now like my snatch. And you know,
wow, what is your snatch?
It's body weight, like 145 150.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I dedicate a lot of time to Olympic lifting. I love Olympic lifting.
I mean, 145, 50-pound snatch is amazing. What's your back squat?
It's only like 240, 245. But, yeah.
When you say you dedicate a lot of time to Olympic weight, like, what do you do?
So, obviously, like, during the semester, like, I'm pretty busy, so I can only work out like once a week, or not once a week, once a day. But like during summers and breaks, I'll typically do like I'll work out in the morning and in the afternoon, and one of them will just be like Olympic lifting. So
what I love hearing is we're talking about the same person who called themselves lazy in high school at freshman and sophomore year. And I think that's the key. You know, if we're talking about, I'm not going to categorize you as a kid. You're an adult, right? You're in college.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're talking about kids, right? Like, think about teenagers and if they're not active, it's not that they don't want to be. It's they just haven't found something that they want to do.
Yeah.
And I think as parents or even just parents probably more so be patient, you know, giving them time.
Yeah, I feel like another thing, my parents, like, never forced me into CrossFit. They did, like, my dad, like, he didn't want me to quit jiu-jitsu or gymnastics. Like, they didn't want me to. But I think because I wasn't forced to do CrossFit, that's when I, you know, realized, like, that's how I, you know, I'm still in it. And plus, it changes it's different every single day.
Yeah. When did you fall in love with the lifting?
Actually, it took a little bit of time. Like, I didn't, you know, I don't want to say like I immediately fell in love with CrossFit, because I was just doing it to, you know, lose weight at first. But then, like, when I started to realize, you know, okay, I'm like getting better at lifting. And then, like, the feelings you get when you get a PR, like, just that, like, you know, sense of accomplishment. And I think I fell in love with, like, just feeling so proud of myself, I guess. It's like the only times I would feel actually like really proud of myself was when I would get a PR or something like that. And it's addicting.
What I love that you're sharing is something that I think happens in our fitness journey is we start for a goal that's probably very, I don't want to say this rudely, but shallow and aesthetically, right?
I get it. Yes.
I want to look good in a bathing suit. Mm-hmm. I want to have a 6-pack. Yes. I want to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Or it's that's usually the bait.
I 100%.
And when we really do this journey right, you know, you realize that's not what it's about.
You know,
and sometimes those things happen, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes we are able to accomplish those things, but that is typically not what keeps you coming.
No, not at all.
And sometimes those things don't happen, right? So what's going to keep you coming when that thing that you thought, like you said, like I want to lose weight, but I gained weight.
Yeah.
But now you found something that you love, and you're embracing the fact that, hey, maybe I'm not going to be that what I thought size, and you know what? But I'm in a healthier place.
Yeah.
You know, because so much of that is what you believe about you.
Yeah.
Is reality.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're telling yourself, and this might not be for you specifically, this could be for somebody listening, but if you're telling yourself every day, I am fat, I am fat, I am fat, or I am weak, I am weak. Yeah. Eventually, that's what you believe.
Yeah.
And that could be false.
Yeah.
You know, that could be totally inaccurate.
Yeah. I mean, I spent like all of high school telling myself that I was fat, like all of high school. And it was really bad, you know. And I think, you know, when I came to a realization that I just, you know, I like lifting and being strong,
yeah,
then I was like, I'm not... I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Have you had an opportunity to share with maybe another person who has actually struggled in the same way or felt the same way?
Not really. I mean, I do think that, like, a lot of my friends and stuff, they, like, none of my friends really, like, outside the gym are in CrossFit, but, like, I feel like a lot of my friends do also struggle with, like, body image issues, but they're also not super into, like, working out or anything. Like, yeah. I don't want to, you know, but I think it's more common, like, it's very common, which I think that's, like, a societal issue, I guess. Because, I mean, on TV, all you see are, or, like, Instagram, too. If, like, you're not following, you know, like, the CrossFit. It's just all these, like, super skinny people.
Yeah. So, you've been doing CrossFit, what, is 3 years pretty accurate?
3.5, yeah.
I remember last year, I saw you wearing a Fittest Experience shirt.
Yeah, I did do that.
And, okay, so, I want to hear about it. So, that was... I guess you were wearing the shirt. It had to be.
It was.
So it would have been the 2019.
Yes, May. It was May.
Which means you were a senior in high school.
Yes.
And you were.
I was in the teen division. So I was in the 16 to 17 division. But so it's pretty crazy. I actually don't like competing. Like I, when I, so I did the online qualifier because my dad signed me up for it without me knowing. And then I was like, okay, like, I'll do it. And then I kind of got excited about it. I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'm better than I think. And, you know, okay, maybe this will be fun. So then I did, like, the online qualifier. I barely made it. But I made it. And then, you know, I kind of got excited about it. But then I started, like, you know, stressing about it so much. And it kind of took the fun out of CrossFit because I was putting so much pressure on myself. And then right before, a couple of weeks before the competition, I got injured. So, like, my tricep, like, I was doing, like, a bar muscle up, and, you know, my tricep, like, it kind of, like, popped. It's okay now.
So everything's all good. You were doing bar muscle ups in high school.
Yes. They weren't that good, but yes.
And snatching 150 pounds.
That was, well, 150 pounds, like, recent.
Yeah. But still, I mean.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So your tricep.
Yes. Injury. That was fun. And then, so it got better, and I kind of took it a little bit easier, like, a couple weeks before. And then it was better, and then, like, during one of the workouts, it, like, flared up again. And so.
At the competition.
So the one thing, though, I did do pretty good on the lifting part, of course. Like,
what was the lift? It was a complex.
It was, like, 5 deadlifts, 3 hang power cleans, and 1 shoulder overhead. So definitely, like.
Totally your workout.
Yeah, it was fun. I kind of want to, like, redo it sometime soon just to see what I could get now.
What'd you do then?
I think I did, like, 150. But I think I could probably get, like, at least 165 or 170, to be honest. So I think I might come to Open Gym and do it one time. But yeah, so that was, like, the first workout, and I was like, you know, I was like, oh, this is pretty fun. Like, I like competing. But then, like, there was, like, the next workout was, like, a mile run with, like, a vest, and I am not a runner by any means. So I did not do that great on that workout. And then I think there was another workout. I don't know. It was, like, overhead squats and snatches, and then my tricep, you know, started hurting. So, but it was, like, a good experience. I wish I would have, like, enjoyed the process more since I was so stressed about it for no reason. Like, no one is judging you. Like, no one really, like, cares if you do bad. And I thought everyone would be, like, looking at me.
It's a lot of pressure.
It definitely is.
And I can't, I didn't do it in high school. My first competition was at 27 years old. Mm-hmm. It's very different from a triathlon or a marathon, because if you do those events, right, you go out there and you're in a herd of people.
Yeah.
I mean, in a 5K. Yeah. Like, you're just go, right? So it's mm-hmm. like 50, 100, 1,000, you know, if it's a big event.
Yeah.
You do a CrossFit competition, there's like 10 people going. And
yes.
And there's a lot more, at least you feel it. Maybe not everybody's watching
you. But you feel, yes.
Oh,
yes.
It is. So I mean, scary. You talk about nerve. I mean, even Rich Froning talks about, he still gets nervous before events, you know, because, and I think it has to do with kind of like the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's interesting you bring that up, because I think that's definitely a a true thing about competing in the sport.
And I think because it was like my first competition, it was such a big competition. Like there I can imagine for
your age, 17 years old. And
yeah, it was really scary. And so honestly, like ever since then, I haven't really, you know, competed that much or actually at all. Because I don't know, like I know, like, I kind of want to get back into competing, but then I also, like, I just love doing CrossFit to do CrossFit, and I love lifting to lift. But, yeah, I did kind of do, like, the weightlifting team for a bit, like, on
for A&M.
Yeah, so that was...
you were wearing a shirt
So that was first semester, and then... But I also miss CrossFit, because I love lifting, just lifting, but... I don't know. I like the variety of CrossFit. So then I, you know, dropped in here, and I was like, oh, yeah. I really like it. Like, I want to do it again, and then, you know...
So when you went home, your dad's gym closed.
Yes.
And I'm guessing y'all brought home a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Our garage became a... Yes.
So what was... what would you do? Like, what was workouts like during COVID?
So it was actually quite a bit of running, which I definitely needed because I do need to work on my running skills. But I don't... Me and my dad would, like, just make up random workouts, you know... And a lot of running, a lot of burpees, and definitely a lot of lifting. I lifted as much as I could. And it was nice. You know, quarantine actually came at like a good time because I was in a plateau for probably about 6 months before. And then when I started just lifting more and like really focusing on it, just I PR'd every single lift quarantine.
What were y'all, was it, and again, I'm just thinking like based on this whole interview, which is so cool because I'm like, my daughter is 8 and I'm like, I want her to be you.
Yeah.
And we want to, and I want to work out with her all the time. So did y'all work out multiple times a day?
My dad is like, you know, he's getting a little older, but,
we'll edit that out.
Yeah. Yes. So I definitely worked out more than him. Like I would like beg him to work out because, you know, but he also like needed a break, but he still had to go to work because he also, he's also a strength and conditioning coach for, the fighter. Well, actually he just got like a new job, but it was for like, special operations in the Air Force. So he would like train all the students. So he still had to go to work during all this. So a lot of times I would, you know, just work out in the morning by myself. And then sometimes like in the afternoon, like we would lift.
What do you think, allowed you to get over that plateau that you were in?
I think my mindset changed so much because I used to put so much pressure on myself about lifting, or like if I couldn't like lift a certain weight one day, like I would get so down on myself. And then I finally realized it is what it is. Like you can't lift good every day. Like it's just not going to happen. And you know, so I just, I like changed my mindset.
When you say you finally accepted that, or like, how did that process happen?
It was actually, you know, I don't remember, like, it's hard to pinpoint the exact like moment, but then I just realized, you know, since I was just pretty much in my garage like with my dad or by myself, like it was just me there. I was like, you know, I just need to focus on like myself, and I just need to focus, you know, I need to do like what makes me happy, I guess. And just like, and just not putting the pressure on myself, like just lifting for fun. And I think when I started to like, make the change to just doing it for fun and like not putting numbers with anything, like that's when it really, you know.
That right there is awesome. I think there's so much truth to that. And, you know, I think some people will listen and it will blow over them. Like they won't catch. Like I just listened really intently to what you said. And I feel like what you said is so powerful if we remind ourselves that, you know, we'll use it and apply it to the gym because, you know, a lot of people listening are people that just come to our gym every single day. When you come in here and put that pressure on yourself every single day that you have to perform and you have to do X, and you see the workout and it's got to be RX or it's got to be better than it was last time, and you got to do the pull-ups unbroken or you got to do the, you know, it's not even fun.
Yeah.
And you're going to block progress, right? You're just going to limit. Compared to what you're saying is like just coming in and having fun.
Yeah.
Like, some days you just come in and you feel good and you go hard or you do better and you just say, you know what, whatever my body's going to give me today is going to be what it is. And I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I think, when you have to like, I think also, like, you have to have fun doing it or you're going to end up hating it, to be honest. And because, I mean, CrossFit's not easy. Like, it's not an easy thing to do. And, like, it hurts, you know. Sometimes you feel like you're going to throw up. Like, you have to, like, find, like, and I'm not saying, like, oh, I have fun every workout. Like, no, like, that's not it at all. But, like, you have to, I mean, coming to the gym is my favorite part of the day. Like, I love coming to the gym. And I don't know, like, you just, you have, and then you have to just go in, like, really with no expectations either. I think when you, like, oh, I'm going to lift this much today, and then you end up not, it's just, it makes you feel bad about yourself. And, like, you just have to go in with no expectations. And then, like, when you end up doing really well, you're like, wow, like, go me. Like,
yeah.
I did good.
Did you, during that season, follow your own programming? Did your dad write programming?
My dad did.
Okay.
And then I also, he would do, like, a lifting program for me, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And then I guess until you came back and then you kind of started just going back to more of a single day workout.
Yeah. I don't have time.
Yeah. Did you ever do the open in the last 3 years?
I did. I did not do it last year because I
was
doing,
in the fall.
Yeah. Yep. Which
you were here, you were in College Station.
Yes. I was on the weightlifting team. That's why I didn't do it. And then, but the first 2 years, I actually really love the open because, like, yes, I know I'm never going, like, I'm never going to go to the games, but it's so nice because that's how I got my handstand push-ups. Like, you just, because I, one of the workouts, I think it was, I don't remember the exact workout, but it was, there was a lot of handstand push-ups in it. And I remember the standard being really hard because,
yeah,
like
the measurement.
Yes,
it was. It made you put tape on the wall, which is what made it hard because then your feet had to go past the line.
Yeah, and I remember it was, like, right after I got, I think it was, like, in 2018, but
is that the power clean handstand push-up workout?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty heavy.
Yeah, and then I remember just struggling so much with my handstand push-ups then, but then I started working on them and working on them, and then I like the open in the sense that you can really work on things.
Yeah, and I'll speak to that too. I think the sport, which is kind of what the open did, mm-hmm. It sounds like with Fittest Experience, you probably, you went right to a really big event, which kind of created that, like, even an in-house, or I'm sorry, even an open doesn't feel like that because you're at your own gym.
Yeah.
You're doing it with your community.
And you know, like, you also have to, like, it's would also be different if I was, like, a games athlete. Then obviously it would be different.
Right.
But since I know, like, already with the expectation, oh, I'm not going to go to the games, but this is just to see, like, how much I can improve, like, next year. Or
that's right.
It's a good, like, progress tracker, I guess.
And I think this is what the sport does, whether it's in the open or in a competition. Mm-hmm. It gives you a fire to get better.
Yes.
Like, there's a feeling that you got from the open that made you want more handstand pushups.
Yes.
Or that made you want a skill or something that you hadn't had before. And if we don't, and that's what CrossFit does so great. I think the sport does really, mm-hmm. really kind of, and the sport is the class in a way, even though we're not competing in the class every day. But if you show up to the class today and there's double unders and mm-hmm. you don't have double unders, there's a part of you that wants it.
Yes.
And I think that's, you know, feeding that person inside of you is what ultimately pushes you to get better.
Yeah. So. I remember one of the qualifier workouts for the Fittest Games, it had like bar muscle ups. And so I was already trying to get my bar muscle ups up until that point. And then, you know, one day I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Like, I'm just going to do it. And then after like 20 tries, you know, it was a while. And then I finally got one. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I was really excited actually. But then the next qualify workout I just had to get like one bar muscle up and I couldn't get it. And I would remember just trying and trying and trying to get it. But because I don't know, like for me, like I could do bar muscle ups. Like some days I could actually do that. And they were never good. Like I don't want to like they were never good. But, it wasn't like I got them and immediately could do them all the time. Like, it was not like that at all. It's just, like, some days I could get them, and then other days I couldn't. And then when I ended up getting hurt, then I really haven't done them since because I just haven't worked on them. For me, it's like I would rather work on weightlifting than gymnastics. So,
yeah.
I'm sure if I worked on them more, I would get them back.
Well, this has been so cool. The last question is the question I ask everybody mm-hmm. on the podcast, our purpose, our reason for doing this. And I would, you know, I'm sure your dad in running a gym and you being in that environment for so long, he gets excited about more than just CrossFit. Like CrossFit's cool. We all love CrossFit, but there's a bigger purpose for us than bar muscle ups and weightlifting. Those are cool things, but for me personally and for our gym, it's building better people, right? It is this idea, this belief that when you start working out, right, whether you're here having never done any sport or any athletics or any working out for 50 years and then you start day one as a 50-year-old person, male or female, or you're, you know, a person who's grown up in a CrossFit gym, worked out there for a few years and then moved to College Station and now you're in college and so you find a gym. We believe that when you're coming, when you're actively doing the things that we're doing in this gym, you're becoming a better version of you. And that is ultimately like what fires me up. So how's that true for you? And you can speak to that, not just at our gym, but in just the last 3 years.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that, I mean, I am definitely a totally different person than what I was when I started CrossFit. I mean, it's like a total 180. Like, I'm not even close to being the same person that I was. And, you know, I don't want to say like I'm thankful for getting autoimmune disease, but I never would have started CrossFit without it, to be honest. And I think that, you know, just living a healthier lifestyle in general, like, I think that it makes you such a happier person. Like, I'm such a happier person now. And, you know, I don't know. I just think that it also, like, CrossFit for me at least teaches you, like, how to be proud of yourself, too. And I think that's really important also. Because I, like, you do, like, you have to be proud of yourself for, you know, when you, like, do well. Even when you're doing bad, but you're like, at least I came to, like, I'm having a terrible day. You know what? I still worked out. I still, you know, push through. And I think it teaches you a lot about, like, motivation and dedication. And then you can just also use that, like, outside of the gym.
Once again, thanks for listening. If you live in Bryan College Station, we would love for you to come to our gym and start with one of our programs. If you're interested in more information about our services or a free trial, visit us at boomfitbcs.com. That's boomfitbcs.com.